And we were talking earlier about the big event that's taking place over at the Pratt & Whitney Aircraft Club in East Hartford on Seven Fields, the United States Specialty Sports Association's National Girls Fast Pitch Softball Championship. And this is having a great economic impact on Greater Hartford. And the Connecticut Convention and Sports Bureau has had a hand in bringing this event to Greater Hartford. And we are so honored to have on the program the tournament director, David Rocha. And David, welcome to Front and Center.
Thanks so much, Dan.
David, how's the tournament going? Give our audience an overview.
It's going fantastic. The girls are having a great time. It's hotter than blazes, but they all got plenty of water and plenty of tents, and the competition is hotter than the weather.
How many teams are competing?
There are 47 teams in two divisions. We have a 12 UB division and a 16 UB division. The 12s have 20 teams and the 16s have 27 teams. And these girls all come from various areas around the Northeast and a little bit below. We have teams from Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts.
And the tournament runs until when?
Until Saturday. So right now we're still in pool play. Once pool play concludes at the end of today, we then move into double elimination bracket play with the championship games scheduled for Saturday. Friday looks like we might have some rain, and that could push us into Sunday, but we'll do our best to get it all in by Saturday.
Now, as a tournament director, logistically, what do you have to deal with?
Well, this is an event that I have to work on all year long. I'm the USSSA director for fast pitch for Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. So we run tournaments all year long, indoor and in the winter, outdoor here in the spring and summer. All these teams are qualifying all around the region all year to be able to compete in this tournament. It's a lot of logistical effort for us. On this past Monday, we did a big opening ceremonies in conjunction with the New Britain Bees, which took months of planning to get that whole event down pat. And then after that, it's all the games and the schedules and the vendors and the umpires and all the hotel coordination, which we get incredible support from the State of Connecticut Convention and Sports Bureau. They do a great job with the hotels. So there's an awful lot of effort that culminates here this week.
I mean, one of the reasons I'm bringing up logistics, David, is God forbid if we get some rain on Friday that affects your schedule and pushes the tournament into Sunday. What does that mean for you from a logistics standpoint?
It's a lot of effort. It means I have to get all of my employees all mobilized with all their gear to remove water and take care of the field, get them playable in time, and then redo the entire game schedule, which is a lot of effort. I have a person from USSSA who is actually based in Iowa, who's working for us this week, whose sole responsibility is to manage that game schedule. And if we have weather, work on updating that schedule as quickly as possible so we can focus on the actual field effort here and get that game schedule out to all the teams.
You know, that's amazing. You've got to worry about hotels, right? You have to hold those rooms over for
exactly. In fact, when part of the effort we did with the hotels is when we did all the room blocks with all the hotels for the event, there were a few stipulations, and that is that the teams would be checking out at some point once they're knocked out of the tournament, also knowing that we could have a rain delay pushing everyone's reservation a day ahead. So the hotels have done a great job in making sure that all those accommodations are set.
It really is unbelievable when you think about all the behind-the-scenes stuff that takes place. People go and watch the games, and that's good, and we hope they do that, obviously, and the players who work hard to be in athletic shape in order to participate in fast-pitch softball. But a lot of people don't realize that this stuff just doesn't happen with a wave of a wand. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes activity.
There's an incredible amount. If I told you the countless hours spent by many of the people who put this on. I mean, I'll give you a perfect example. One of my chief umpires, whose responsibility it is to gather and assign the umpires from around the region, and getting them all here and getting all their assignments and who was on the right field and who's and all of their housing and so forth. Just the umpires alone is an incredible effort. We have umpires from Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Jersey, all coming in to do this event as well.
Now, talk a bit about the field, Pratt & Whitney Aircraft Club in East Hartford.
Well, I've been doing tournaments here now. This is my sixth year. Pratt & Whitney has a club that's actually run by their retirees. And this club has basketball courts and so forth that there are members here in the private club. For 40 years, they had softball fields here at their complex that they used primarily for their adult leagues and so forth. Well, 6 years ago, when I started to do these tournaments, I discovered this complex, and I approached the club about allowing me to rehabilitate all their fields, redo all the fields, the backstops, get them into really good playing shape so we can do youth tournaments. And we did that, and we've been doing that here 6 years now.
Wow. Before we let you go, is there an admission fee?
No. I mean, I should say yes and no. Yes, the teams already have paid that on behalf of all of their spectators, but really anyone can come down to watch, and there is no fee to get in.
That's terrific. David, anything else you'd like to add?
Really nothing other than, in today's world, youth sports, travel sports, whether it be travel, softball, soccer, lacrosse, is really the way that sports is played today by youth. Recreational sports tend to be on the wane, and it's incredible to see the effort and dedication that these young people put into the sport and sports of their choice. It's not like the old days where you and I'm just played a little league for 6 weeks in the summer and a little here, a little there. These girls are often dedicating their entire year to the various sports that they play, and it's you see that now in all of the professional women's leagues. There's professional softball. We all know about the WNBA. Women's athletics has just come so far, and it all starts right here at the youth travel level.
David, thank you very much for spending
my pleasure,
time
Dan.
With us. Good luck to you.
Have a great one.
You too.
Take care.
David Rocha, Tournament Director, United States Specialty Sports Association's National Girls Fast Pitch Softball Championship. And this is being done in conjunction with the Connecticut Convention and Sports Bureau. Now, why is this important? It's important because not only does it bring people to the region, this is going to generate $1.6 million for Greater Hartford businesses. That's a pretty good piece of change. $1.6 million. So if you get a chance, get out to the Pratt & Whitney Aircraft Club in East Hartford. 7 fields, events taking place. And you heard David say no admission. You want to make a contribution, obviously. I'm sure they pass the hat. But it's a great time, and you're going to see some great softball and fast pitch softball. It's going to be a lot of fun.